A federal appeals court yesterday threw the government's nuclear waste plan into confusion. It's been the plan to move the nation's radioactive waste to a permanent repository inside Nevada's Yucca Mountain. NPR's David Kestenbaum says the decision hangs on how long the repository has to hold up.
Imagine a farmer living in the Nevada desert near Yucca Mountain 10,000 years from now. The rule for the repository, decided by the Environmental Protection Agency, has been that the farmer shouldn't get any more radiation each year than he would get from about 3 chest x-rays. The EPA assumed he drank from the water, which in 10,000 years would be minutely radioactive from leakage. The court decided that the EPA, in making that rule, did not abide by guidelines set out by the National Academy of Sciences. The Academy, in 1995, had said that the logical point to regulate would be not 10,000 years in the future, but hundreds of thousands of years in the future, when the radiation dose you'd get from the water would be at a maximum, about 30 chest x-rays a year. Opponents of the project were overjoyed. Tony Rossman represented the state of Nevada in the case. The governor there thinks the waste should go somewhere else.
Well, it could be the death knell of the project. EPA has two choices. They either have to adopt the standard recommended by the National Academy of Sciences, or else get Congress to change the standard.
If the new standard becomes hundreds of thousands of years, he says, that could require a major redesign of the project.
What I think that means in practical terms is that they'll have to find a new site.
Not everyone thinks the court ruling is such a big deal. Angie Howard is executive vice president of the Nuclear Energy Institute.
No, it is not a disaster for Yucca Mountain. We think that the agencies can address the court's concerns and the project can move forward.
The ruling could be challenged in court, she says, or the EPA could issue a new rule justifying the 10,000-year point on something other than the National Academy of Sciences report. She points out that the predicted dose to the farmer, even hundreds of thousands of years out, still amounts to less than what that person would get just from natural sources, from living on Earth. Congress and President Bush signed off on the proposal in 2002. John Ahern is a physicist at Duke University who helped write the National Academy report. He thinks the court's decision will slow down the Yucca Mountain project a bit, but he can't see a 100,000-year standard being adopted.
If you now go out to hundreds of thousands of years, I don't understand how you can actually do a technical analysis to show positively anything to do with the behavior of these materials in groundwater and in the geology of any site and make convincing case to skeptics.
In studying Yucca Mountain, scientists have spent a lot of time thinking about things like asteroid strikes. Ahern says predicting politics and court decisions can be a lot harder. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.